I once heard a maisa by Reb Chaskel of Ramsky from the Mashkiach himself, Solomon. Reb Chaskel and his wife received expensive electrical appliance from America. I think it was an electric mixer. They opened up the box, they looked at it, they saw a round bowl. They had no idea the purpose of this bowl and how to use this bowl until they found in the bottom of the box instructions that explained to them how the bowl could be used to mix the flour and knead the dough. Haskell went to Beis Medrash and gave a clap. He said, I have a proof, a raya that Torah is min ha-shamayim. Because Baruch Hu created a beautiful, amazing, a wonderful world. If one doesn't know or understand the purpose of Bria, how to use it, the Bria is purposeless. I just received, says Reb Chaskel, an expensive present from America. Without any instructions, I wouldn't know how to use it. The present that I received will go to waste. So too, there must be a Torah. There must be a Torah to explain and give us instructions and tell us the purpose and the goal of the amazing Bria that Kadosh Baruch Hu created. Parshas Bereishis starts off telling us the purpose of the Bria. Bereishis bara Elokim, says Rashi. Bereishis, beis, means bishvil, for Rashis. That the Bria was created for Rashis. Rashis is the first, as Torah and Yisrael are called Rashis. The Torah, the world was created for Torah and for Klai Yisrael. The Medrash says also for Bikurim. This is Boifin Kholi, this is in general. Boifin Prati, specifically, we also find that the Torah explains to us the tachlis of every detail in the Bria. One example is Bria Sa'isha. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu created Isha. The Torah explains that the reason is Loitoi V'yoyse Adam Levadoi Esa Loi Ezer Kenegdoi. It's not good for Adam to be by himself. I want to make an Ezer Kenegdoi. Rabban in the parish is bothered by a Shaila. One would think that the purpose of Bria Sa'isha was in order to populate the world with human beings. Adam Rishon should not be the only human being. Just like we find that an entire Bria was created with the power to produce and multiply. All the animals, everything in the Bria has the koyach to be moiled. So the Chara, that's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Isha. But the Torah says differently. The Torah says the reason is because Loi Toiv Yosel Adam Levadoi. Rabban answers, there's a man, the Omar, Mesechus Brochus of Samach Aleph, that says that Adam Rishon was created du partsufin. Two face, a side of a zachar and a side of a nekeva. And he had all the natural teva he need to be moiled. The pasuk says, like Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Eseloi Ezer Kinegdoi. Instead of the Ezer being behind him, I want to create an Ezer Kinegdoi. The word Kinegdoi means opposite him. That it won't be attached to him. Adam will have the choice and be free to decide when to join up and connect with his Ezer. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this, says the Pasuk, Loi toif he oise Adam levadoi. Loi toif. Said Rabban that Adam Arishan won't be able to come to the level of ki toif, being levadoi without having the azer opposite kinegdoi opposite him. He won't reach the level of ki toif, loy toif. He won't reach the level of toif. Reb Chaim Friedlander explains, Rabban, based on the Ramchal and Das Tfunis, where it says a klal, mechoik hatoif lahetiv. A toif, shown as good, is automatically mativ, is automatically good to others. Therefore, it will work the other way around also. If a person is mative, a person is mative, he becomes a toiv. A toiv is mative, and the more you're mative, the more you become toiv. So therefore, in order for Adam to become toiv, Hashem separated the Azer that it shouldn't be natural. Just like a person's right hand doesn't reach the level of being a mative, even though the right hand is constantly helping out the left hand, because this is natural. But now that Kadosh Baruch Hu separated the Azer, is separate from Adam, and the Adam has to decide to be mative with her, with the Azer, Adam will become more of a toif. So you see, to have understanding the purpose of the Bria, the purpose of Tachlis Bria Seisha, and Adam, the purpose is that Adam should become a mative, to chesed, and therefore he could become a real toif. Another example of understanding the Bria is Bria Seitzahara. In the Pasuk, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Asa Adam, Vayitzer, two yuds. When it comes to creating a behema, Akash Baruch Hu wrote it with one yud. Why there are two yuds? The Medrash says that the two yuds, one's for the Yetzahara and the Yetzahara Toif. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Yetzahara and the Yetzahara Toif. The Torah tells Kayin about the Yetzahara, the Pest Chatos Roivitz. Rabbi Yonah Shara Tshuva Shara Aleph Oysla Meches explains to us, what's this Pesach? The Chatos is by the opening. What's the opening? Says the Ben Yaino, the Derech V'Yetzahara is a startup with a person on small things, the Varim Kalim. Once he wins them on small things, he'll be able to go further and win him over on bigger Averis. And he quotes the Gemara Shabbos of Kufheim and Beis that says, the Gemara says, Kol Meshaber Kalim B'chamasoi Yeh Be'inecho Ki'ilu Oivir Avodazar. Whoever breaks kalim when he's angry, he rips off a paper, he breaks small things. Why is that? Hayoim oimer l'cha asay kach, l'machar oimer l'cha oivet avarazar. Through a ver kala, a person opens up a pesach, the Yetzahara, which is the Chatas Roivis, he's waiting there, constantly waiting for a person to bring him to stronger Averis. And that the Torah says, the Atal Timshal Boy, no Atal Pekin, a person has a Koyach, to be Meskaber, against his Yetzahara. Like Rabbi Yenna says in Vaicharoto, Kasherim Shila Ashar Bali Chaim Shein Medabrim. Just like a person could take a cat and put him in a box and control him, so too a yid has a koyach to overcome the Yetzahara. The Torah, when it comes to Bris Hamayim, on the second day, it says in the Torah, V'yasal Kimas Rakia, ויבדיל בין המים אשר מתחס הרקיע בין המים אשר מעל הרקיע ביחי. The Medrash tells us that when Hashem created the water, the mayim tachtoinim, from the elyonim, the water was crying. The water was crying. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu separate me from the mayim elyonim? There's another Medrash that says the reason why b'yom hasheni doesn't say ki toiv, because there are a yom hasheni crying that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, instead of being b'elyonim b'kedusha b'taira, Hashem put him down b'tachtonim b'tuma. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told the mayim tachtonim agigu mitzvah nisach hamayim. The mayim tachtonim was not appeased. It was not mefuyis. He says only once a year. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "Okay, I'll give you a mitzvah of a kol karbon chatak of melach. You have to bring salt on all the karbonas, which is a constant mitzvah all year round. And with salt comes from water. And then the mayim atachtoinim was mefuyis, was appeased and accepted, and was happy and agreed to be bitachtoinim." Says the Ber Yosef, Yosef Salant, bo chesmen. Let's make a chesmen. Originally, the mayim elyonim was ba'olam ha'elyon. Carved the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It was kedai for the water. All the mayim tachtonim, which is most of this world, right over the world is water. It was kedai for the water to come to olam hazeh, the lower world, in order that maybe 3,000, close to 3,000 years later, there'll be a bin beis hamikdash, and a little bit of the water will be used for nisach hamayim and for melach and for salt. And all the water in the world agreed and was happy to do so. What's the reason for this? The reason is that through the water, through a mitzvah, the water will be nis'alah. Will be nis'alah to grow miskarv to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Through a mitzvah. We see from here the chashivas, vashias, and mitzvahs, and become a scarab to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We can take a limud from here as a fact that all the water was happy to come to that kirva, that a little bit of this water will be zeichet to. Kal v'chomer b'nei Torah, us b'nei Torah, that was zeichet to start nuzman, widrizman, which were constantly involved in Kirvas Elohim. And the Vamel says, I need Kirvas Elohim li toif, through our davening, through our learning, through our voice and midas. Maybe we zechet a chodesh toif and a good zman filled with much bracha v'aslacha in all areas. A good Shabbos.